Forgive me for writing out of the blue. It will come as a shock, I'm sure, receiving a letter from a future you. It's 1990 where you are. You're 30 years old, a would-be novelist, taking a summer school in creative writing at Bristol Poly, as was. Me, I'm in a cafe in Ilkley, sipping Americano. You don't know what that is yet. It's 2019 and I have 9 published books to my name. You'll be hoping for advice to guide you on your way, no doubt. The benefit of my hindsight converted into your foresight. Or perhaps you're just punching the air at 9 published books. Sorry, but I have no advice to offer. I'm not writing this letter to help you, but to ask you to help me. The thing is, I have reached a crisis in my career. In the past 3 years, I abandoned one novel which fell apart on me, and another was rejected by my agent, with the blunt advice that I should write something else instead. Now I have written something else, only for it to be turned down by every publisher it's been submitted to. Whoa, back up there, you're probably thinking. Why tell me about 3 unpublished books? I want to hear about the 9 that made it. Fair enough. I've dangled the future in front of you, and you deserve to hear the good news along with the bad. Here it is. That novel you're working on in 1990 won't be published, but the time you spend writing it will make the next one better, just as this one is better for the years you put into the previous novel. The 2 manuscripts will garner 41 rejections, but they will secure you a place on the Creative Writing MA at the University of East Anglia, and the novel you begin writing there will be published in 1996. 7 more novels and a short story collection will follow. Between them, your books will be translated into 15 languages. They will win 6 prizes. You will be shortlisted for the Costa, the Whitbread, in your day. I'd settle for that, you say. You won't, though. We're writers, we have to write. Trouble is, the past 3 years, those 3 failed novels have knocked the stuffing out of me. New ideas are dismantled or dismissed by my inner critic, either because they're unworkable or because I am no longer good enough to make them work. In any case, with my dwindling sales figures, no one's interested in publishing me anymore. So what's the point? Fact is, I haven't written in months. So please help me out. As you sit at your desk in Bristol Poly, tapping away at that Amstrad, break off for a moment to tell me how you do it. Where do your creativity, your self-belief, your enthusiasm, your vitality come from? And where have they gone? Funny, isn't it? Back then, you longed to be me. Now I wish I were you.